something that we know about mumps is that it's highly contagious or highly infectious. So it's really not surprising that it would spread as fast as it has. You know, so there's other challenges. One third of the individuals don't know that they have the mumps. So they can actually be infectious and don't even know it. So that also complicates the outbreak, the investigation, and it helps multiply the cases fast.
The public health department is recommending that those who are not already vaccinated get the two-shot series. Has the percentage of the vaccinated population changed?
You know, even if you look at the outbreak, it's a highly vaccinated population. What we want to make sure is that if there are folks out there that have not had their two shots and need it, they should right away. If you were born prior to 1958, you were likely exposed to the mumps, so you may be protected. But for most folks, really need the two shots of MMR vaccine. And if you haven't had your second shot, you really need to complete the series and get protected.
And even having been exposed to mumps does not necessarily give you immunity.
Absolutely. I mean, you really should consult with your private provider and see if you can get protected immediately.
Are you hearing anything from area doctors? Are the number of people coming forward and getting those shots increasing?
Yeah, I think, well, we just did this call to action, and we communicated with physicians. We have also have been kept them abreast of the outbreak during the last couple of weeks as it was developing, and we're asking them to test people. So that I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing more cases, because the physician community is working very well to make sure that they can help us identify these cases.
Is the measles, mumps, rubella shot one of those live virus vaccines?
It is a live virus vaccine, so it does have some contraindications. For example, that you may not be able to get it if you're pregnant or if you have a compromised immune system. That's why it's so important that you check with your provider, your local health department, your employer if they offer it. Yeah, you need to check with folks to make sure that you can qualify for the vaccine.
In recent years, we've heard more about outbreaks of communicable diseases on college campuses. Is this because of increased exposure or decreased protection or simply better, more comprehensive reporting?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And actually, some of the challenges that we see in university campuses have to do with the density in the population and the fact that they live and work and go to school in very close quarters. Sometimes infection control is not as easy. You may be sharing utensils and doing things that other folks at home may not do. So it creates kind of an environment that is perfect for a highly infectious disease such as the mumps. The mumps is highly contagious. You can spread it basically the way you spread a cold or the flu through respiratory droplets. So it's easy to catch and easy to give.